Salam sejahtera, anda bersama saya Riza Zulkapli dan ini Niaga Awal. Ini kita mulakan dengan perkembangan dalam negara. Malayan Flour Mills Berhad dijangka meningkatkan pengeluaran produk halal daging ayam dengan kerjasama bersama syarikat di Amerika, Tyson Foods. Pada Februari lepas, MFM lapor syarikat Fortune 500 Tyson Foods akan beli 49% pegangan dalam segmen pengeluaran ayam halal. Transaksi ini masih perlu dipersetujui oleh pemegang saham. Dan saksikan rakaman temubual saya melihat kepada kerjasama ini dan hala tuju MFM serta industri daging ayam di Malaysia bersama pengarah urusan Malayan Flour Mills Berhad, Teh Wee Chai. Mr. Teh, thank you for joining us. Mr. Teh, first of all, Tyson Foods Incorporated and Malayan Flour Mills Berhad in February announced a partnership. According to a news report, this exercise will add more supply flexibility for both companies. Has the transaction been approved by the shareholders of MFM? What is the next step?
The EGM is expected to take place in May. Mm-hmm. Yeah, preparations are coming along the line. We don't expect any hitches.
Mm-hmm. And tell us about this partnership and why is it significant for the poultry industry in Malaysia and for MFM?
In the first place, the poultry industry in Malaysia is already a 10 billion ringgit industry yearly. Mm. All right, and it's only second to palm oil. Yeah, and since its inception, the poultry industry has performed well. And the per capita consumption in Malaysia is 52 kg per person per year, mm-hmm. which is among one of the highest in the world, all right? However, the poultry industry has reached saturation. Mm-hmm. Prior to the COVID-19, the self-sufficiency level was around 105%. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hence, for the poultry industry to grow, it has to leverage on export and new technology. Otherwise, we are very much dependent on the local market. Yeah. And we believe that with Tyson's participation, it will enable us to reach that goal.
Mm-hmm. But who will benefit from this partnership? Will it be MFM? Will it be Tyson Foods? Will it be both?
It's going to be a win-win proposition for both parties. Yeah. Tyson Foods is a Fortune 500 company. And they see growth potential in Southeast Asia and China, mm-hmm. because the per capita income, example Malaysia, Singapore has, Malaysia has reached $10,000 per person per year, mm-hmm. and Singapore 60,000. So they see the move towards protein consumption. Yeah, towards this end, Tyson Food will be have set their sights to grow in Southeast Asia, mm-hmm. where the growth will be will take place over the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we are one of the companies they have chosen, and with them, I think we will be able to transform the poultry industry in Malaysia and take it to the next level.
But tell us about this 500 million ringgit new plant. How will that support your export business?
The 500 million ringgit new plant consists of two components. In the first place, we have completed the new primary processing plant, which we started commercial production early last year. That itself is around 300 million ringgit. With Tyson, we will be building the designing and building the new further processing plant. All right, combined together, it will be about a 500 million capex. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with this new plan, we will be looking at exploring export to Middle East, Singapore, and certainly Malaysia and other ASEAN countries, mm-hmm. With the culinary science of, experience we have in Malaysia, and the halal Malaysia halal gold standard. Mm-hmm. We see tremendous potential in growing the poultry industry further, and this will also increase the self-sufficiency level, which the government would like to see increasing.
Mm-hmm. What do you plan to produce at this plant?
Oh, we are talking about further process and ready meals.
So you add value to to the existing products or products that you have, right?
Some will be new products. Mm-hmm. Tyson is also exploring taking their technology from US to bring into Malaysia, and they are also looking at making Malaysia the base to produce for Middle East because we are recognized by the Middle Eastern country due to our JICIM Halal Gold standards. So this is one area Tyson wants to do more, and also to enter the Singapore market, the ASEAN market. Certainly there will be a lot more further processed and ready meals in the Malaysian market.
What other strategic plans do you have? Have you discussed with Tyson Foods moving forward that you can share with us? You mentioned more ready meal products, more new products coming to the market. What other things that you can share with us strategically that you've discussed with Tyson Foods for the regional market?
Tyson currently, while we are finalizing the EGM to get shareholders approval, Tyson is also preparing with their global team to see what are the products that is, they're really exporting to Middle East, but they believe with this joint venture, they can do more, especially it's all about halal, and Malaysia feature prominently in the halal market. So we are discussing now and looking at potential new products for Middle East as well as existing products. Tyson also have their global brands like Jimmy Dean, Hillshire, high premium sausages, koftas, all these Middle Eastern food, and they are also very very much dependent on chicken. So this will all go well.
And you said that Malaysia is one of the key poultry markets in Southeast Asia. You mentioned earlier that our per capita consumption is surprisingly 52 kg per person per year. But you know, perhaps you can share with us, how will this collaboration benefit consumers and businesses depending on your output?
We believe this joint venture will be a game changer and transform the poultry industry in Malaysia. And Tyson Food has a vision for the poultry industry in Malaysia, and we very much like to set the pace and standards for the rest of the industry players to follow. For example, as part of the vendor, I have an example here, a vendor management program. Instead of us doing all the farming ourselves, working with Tyson, we will be building a model farm, poultry broiler farm, state of the art, where it will deploy the microclimate control, IoT, the Internet of Science, with Industrial 4.0 software. Example, the farmhouses will be tweaked to ensure that the temperature relative humidity reaches the thermal neutral temperature of the chicken. As the chicken becomes comfortable, they will consume and grow to the genetic potential. So they will have feed nutrient optimization with respect to the growth rate in order for us to predict when the chicken will reach the desired body weight. For example, one of the desired body weight is 1.9 kg for QSR, quick service restaurant, modern trade, the 9-piece cut, tray pack. The other one is more about 2.5 kg for deboning. This is for further process. And Tyson already has got the MacFood, 100% owned by Tyson in Malaysia. They will also be buying substantial of their deboning products from us, being a same parent company. And our further processing plant will be big on using a lot of deboned products. So that's where we can grow. And with this, we will train farmers. And with the contract farming system we have, we will also help the farmer besides training, to get bank loans, and to ensure that with the technology, they will be able to improve the production efficiency, and as a result, they will earn a decent return, and we will also manage the payment of the principal and interest to the bank. So by so doing, the bank is happy, the farmer is happy, we can reach the self-sufficiency level that the government desired.
But when will we see this fruits of this partnership, and how much will the partnerships will the partnership contribute to your numbers?
Well, we target 280,000 birds per day. Mm-hmm. And we believe by 2023, this new further processing plant will start production. And between now and then, we should be able to reach the capacity utilization, mm-hmm. especially with the vaccination coming along and the Malaysian economy recovers. So we see potential for us to reach our target. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And do you will this perhaps help to strengthen our position as a global food hub?
I see the possibility to be very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if we can, if working with Tyson, mm-hmm. and their global network and their technology, we should be able to reach a lot of markets, mm-hmm. which today we are very much by ourselves. At best, export some live birds to Singapore, mm-hmm. which is marginal.
So it will really add value to your company, and also you foresee export increasing in the future.
Yes, mm-hmm. that's the direction that we want to grow, especially in the saturated market we have today.
So your shareholders surely would be happy with that.
MFM has taken that decision, mm-hmm. after making the evaluation, and Tyson is very keen to work with us, mm-hmm. and being a homegrown company, we are very fortunate for a Fortune 500 company like Tyson to identify us as their joint venture partner.
This is the next stage, the next phase for yes. MFM, right?
The vision of MFM is to be a leading food manufacturing enterprise in the region. Mm-hmm. So with that vision and with Tyson, I think we will be closer to our vision.
Let's talk about the rising price of food. That's something that we talk about every year as a nation, especially during as we get closer to the festive season or during festive season itself. We talk about food security, especially our experience with the supply chain disruption during the pandemic last year. How do we ensure that moving forward, Malaysia, as a fertile tropical nation, can become a net food exporter? What does it take for us to become a net food exporter? I think MFM is taking that partnership strategy with Tyson, but what about other companies? What about other producers? What else do they need?
In the first place, we must understand, during festive season like Raya or Chinese New Year or Christmas, the consumption trend tends to increase. Mm-hmm. All right, and it's a matter of supply and demand. If supply is constant, demand goes up, certainly price has to adjust in order for supply and demand to match. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is normal. All right, but with us exporting, the production capacity will be higher. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as self-sufficiency level increase, production supply and demand will readjust itself. Certain time of the year, certain countries, they will also have their festive season. Mm-hmm. Hence, we have to balance it with proper supply chain and proper planning forecasts and production planning and scheduling. We should be able to mitigate all these challenges. Besides, Malaysian government should understand that by exporting, we will earn more money, mm-hmm. in order for us to continue to import, to ensure the supply side from food imported is met, and particularly Malaysian government should not worry very much about the price of corn, soybean, soya meal, because we are buying them and transport them by Panamax. These are the global trade vessels that we use, and we are actually quite cost efficient compared to our neighboring countries in the procurement of this raw material.
Speaking of neighboring countries, what can we do to become a successful net food exporter like Thailand?
It's a combination of a few factors. In the first place, the Malaysian government has to align. We have to align the policy, and the Malaysian government has to align the strategy with the private sector. For instance, working with Tyson, what technology they bring, how they help to transform the food production process in Malaysia to look at global market, to get the best practices, to improve in the efficiency of production, make the cost more competitive, and companies like us and other players in the poultry industry who can be incentivized to take the risk and find global companies like Tyson in order to collaborate and set the standard and transform the industry and become a game changer.
All the best, Mr. Teh. Thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure talking to you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.